From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 25-year-old Jeffrey Contreras of Roswell was charged on Monday with the alleged shooting death of 22-year-old Johnny Pacheco Jr., also of Roswell, in or around January 22nd. Pacheco's body was found in a field in Chavez County. Pacheco was shot once in the head, that according to the Chavez County Sheriff's Office. Contreras also is facing a murder charge in the death of 57-year-old Anthony Vasquez of Roswell. On February 5th, Contreras allegedly shot through the RV that Vasquez was living in. A bullet struck Vasquez in the back. He died a short time later at a local hospital. Three high-ranking Republicans, including Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend of Artesia, introduced a bill at the state legislative session that would require transgender girls and women to compete in sports as men or boys.
Sports is about girls competing, and boys' sports are about boys competing, and that's just the way it's supposed to be.
Opponents of the bill say it is based on outdated science against transgenders. And as far as scientifically changing the DNA of a transgender...
Well, I'm not a surgeon, but I'd say it'd be pretty darn hard.
Says Townsend. Almost 16,000 people have been vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus here in Lee County. That, according to the Lee County COVID-19 newsletter released by the Norley Hospital District on Tuesday. Norley Hospital will continue to give vaccine shots today at the Lee County Event Center in Hobbs, and you must have an appointment from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then on Thursday, they'll give the second booster shots from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you also must have an appointment. The Clovis Fire Department is reporting that three people died in a Tuesday morning house fire. According to reports, three adults, a male and two females, were confirmed fatalities from the blaze. An investigation into the cause of the fire is underway. And Roswell Fire Department officials continue to look into the cause of an early Tuesday morning fire in the 5200 block of South Lee Street. Roswell Fire Department spokesperson Todd Wildermuth reports that
fortunately, all the occupants were able to escape safely. One person was taken to the hospital to be treated for some smoke inhalation. Other than that, everybody was okay.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.